Before I begin the show, I just want to remind all of you how much I appreciate you for stopping by. But I want to remind you also that this show, the messages that are going out here onto the audio airwaves across the globe, we rely on you to help spread the word. If you find any value in the content here, please like, comment, share on any of the content here, whether it is this audio production or on the Strong Body, Strong Soul YouTube channel or Instagram or Facebook. Share, like, comment. Welcome to the show today. No matter what time of day that you are listening, whether it's morning, afternoon, or evening, I hope you are healthy, happy, and feeling fulfilled in your life. This is the Strong Body, Strong Soul Show, and I am your host. My name is Maria. But it doesn't really matter what my name is, because this show is about you. This show is a labor of love. I have been enjoying creating audio content out here for a number of years. Once in a while, I get a little discouraged. During this pandemic, I have to tell you the truth, I have not been able to get consistency going with this show. Life is kind of chaotic. I've been taking some amazing workshops, both offering them and participating as a student in them, because let's face it, the best teachers keep learning, of course. Perfection isn't the goal. Happiness is. Being complete. And sometimes that means you have to go and experience all of the ranges in life, the ups and downs. So right now, in this episode, it's just a quick one, you guys. Yesterday, I released an episode. I transferred the audio from the Clubhouse app into this podcast here. And from an audio quality standpoint, it was a mess. But if you can make it through it, take a listen. Holidays, isolation. Come on. Depression, anxiety. It's happening for a lot of people out there. But I digress. I want to get to this next message, and then I'll be right back to give you some more insights about sharing your voice out into the world. It is not naive to believe that your energy can make a difference in this world. We need you to step up. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you, Maria Humphreys. Well, I want to say, just wow, I feel blessed. I don't know if that's the right word, but I feel more love than I ever felt, especially coming from social media. And for me to get that kind of a response from somebody like you goes a long way. And when I mean somebody like you, somebody who's been podcasting and has the experience of that podcasting length and all that, you probably went on your ups and downs, and I can't really say much more than thank you. I really don't have the words right now, but I can't wait to hear more of you.
That was Jimmy James. I just met him on a Facebook group for podcasters. And by the way, I don't know what platform you right there listening, I don't know how you got here. And it doesn't really matter. But if you are on any type of platform that allows reviews, I would so love that. Or if you're on a platform that allows comments, go ahead, type in a comment or a question. Send me a message through other social media. Somehow you can find me as Strong Body, Strong Soul. Or as Maria Humphreys. I am a meditation teacher. Go ahead, check out the Insight Timer app. I have been releasing new meditations over there. But let's get back to Jimmy. If you are on Facebook right now, you may be hearing this podcast through Facebook. That's right. It's just amazing. Diversifying. That's what Jimmy and I were talking about in some communication this morning about podcasting. I truly believe that we are responsible. It is our responsibility to use our voices if we feel moved, if we are capable of doing so. Everybody doesn't need to or want to have a podcast, of course. But if you feel any motivation to do so, think about your why. And then look around and figure out how to do it. There's lots of support out here. I'm here for you guys. If you would like to consider starting a podcast, get in touch with me. But I think it's so important. We do not know how far our voices are meant to travel. I talk about this on many episodes here about authenticity, integrity, perfection. Like I said before, perfection isn't the goal. But you do need to keep pushing buttons, both literally and figuratively, in order to get to the right audience. Here's a little bit more from Jimmy. The messages here in the podcast, they are limited to 1 minute. So he did split it into two messages. Here we go. And then, I think I'll sing for you guys in a minute. I'll be right back.
Once again, I'm sorry. I don't know why they don't allow more time. And without the beeping. But yes, I wanted to say the wisdom that you carry is something that is probably going to help me with me being a podcaster and what is going to be coming next on my new season coming up for the next year. So thank you for that warm-hearted message. It means more than you know. And I just want to say, have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, New Year, and take care of yourself and one another. Thank you once again.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. What a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen mommy kissing Santa Claus last night. I told you, I warned you, I don't always sing on this show, but it is the holiday season, and I'm so thankful for those messages from Jimmy. So many people call into the show here. I haven't had time to release a lot of messages lately. It takes a little bit of time because I want to respond to those messages appropriately, whether it's fun stuff or serious stuff. Like the very fact that I'm not using my good mic right now. But I don't care. Mom is saying anyway. I hope you have a great holiday. And I will talk to you soon. Keep coming back to the show here. I really, really appreciate you for trusting me with some of your time. If you are enjoying the show, please make sure to tell a friend. It is really easy to cut and paste the link to this show and share it wherever you feel appropriate. Or if you've seen the link to this show somewhere out there on social media, you can always tag a friend in the comments, of course. Also, I am Maria Humphreys on the Insight Timer app. If you're interested in meditation, I'm also on TikTok. I actually have two accounts on TikTok. One is called Strong Body, Strong Soul. It is my mission to add a little beauty and peace to that TikTok platform over there. There are a lot of people doing that, but I thought I'd add my own little spice over there. So Strong Body, Strong Soul is the TikTok page with a little bit of peace and beauty with my photography and voiceover. And sometimes I share messages from listeners of the podcast here onto TikTok. So be aware of that. If you call into my show here with a message, I would so love that. But if you do decide to do that, please be aware that I might use your voice in beautiful, loving ways out here in the world of social media. Just like Jimmy said, you know, authenticity in social media, true connection, storytelling, sharing of human experiences, whether it's our vulnerabilities or our successes, we're all here for each other. Maria Humphreys is the other TikTok page. And that's where I kind of put silly stuff. Watch out, there might be a little more holiday singing over there. I'm not sure yet. Okay, bye you guys. I love you. And thank you so much, Jimmy, for calling into the show here. I so appreciate it. And I look forward to mixing up some audio energy with you out here in the world after the new year. Okay, bye. Oops. See, perfection isn't the goal. Are you still here? I forgot to say, check the notes on this particular podcast episode. I did put the link tree there so you can figure out how to send me messages or how to see other content out there in the world. Check the show notes. That's all. And I think I will go ahead and share a little bit of professional singing for you guys. Sometimes friends call into the show here with original songs just for me. You are welcome to do so. You're also welcome to call into the show here and introduce yourself, say hi, and tell me what your show is if you are a podcaster. And in the new year, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put together a little directory of messages to let my listeners hear your voice. So that's going on as well. Check Facebook. Check some of my Facebook posts if you want to know more about how that's all working out. The new directory, Who Are You directory, that's coming out in the new year to help highlight other podcasters. I love helping people. It's so much fun. But here's a little bit of Kurt.
A wise woman once said to her children and her podcast audience some words that now stick to our brains. Hold on to your panties, oh yeah, hold on to your panties, okay, hold on to your panties, 'cause things are about to get wild. Than whole, and you will feel it in strong body, strong soul. That's her podcast now. You'll love it, I swear you will. But you gotta hold on to your panties. Alright, with Maria Humphreys. Okay, hold on to your panties.